Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
32-year-old male, 15 years of masturbating at climax. I do a Kegel squeeze to prevent ejaculation. It's all the perks of orgasm with none of the cleanup. Right, it's going backwards. I would also do this during sex and just save the ejaculation for when we were both done for the night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. So glad to have you here. Keep these emails coming. I got a batch of them today at drafterdark@gmail.com. Of course, that phone number, 818-253-1693. I love the voice messages. Keep them coming. You guys never cease to, stop amazing me and interest me in all the stuff that you were interested in. So please bring it right here. We got new booth boys with me today. Gentlemen, say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we're going to put them through the ropes. We'll see how this goes. But guys, I was looking at some of the clips we have coming up here, and I can't help. The titles up there are so enticing. I just want to get right to some of them, if that's okay. Lady Fucks Up Store.
Oh, you got it. Yeah,
Lady Fucks Up Store, and I was already, okay, I must watch that. So I want to see that. Oh my God, there's so many interesting things up there today. What do you got? I admire her superhuman strength. That security guard is on her back, and she still literally fucked up the store. Pretty good. Do we know where this is? It's got to be New York.
We're not sure, but what do you think would cause someone to act in this manner?
Well, she's a little unhappy with the service she's getting, man. What are you going to do? You know, I have seen more extraordinary outbursts of anger these days than I've ever seen in my entire career. That's it? That's the whole tape? We don't see where this goes?
Yeah, that's what we got.
That's plenty. And I have been thinking about that lately, strangely enough. And I wonder how much of that is... When I used to see a lot of that, I'd always think, uh-oh, this is a burgeoning mental health issue. And I would think about things like bipolar disorder, or even sometimes schizophrenia when it seemed odd or bizarre. Now it has become so commonplace to see that kind of behavior. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I'd love to interview the young lady and see what's going on. I hope she's doing well now. I would not advise that as a proper coping strategy. And it's confusing. I must say it's confusing. What would cause it? What can cause uncontrolled rage? I don't know, Zola, what would it be like if you were having an uncontrolled rage? Not that I know it's so odd for me even to ask you that. I'm not sure you're capable of it. But if you had an uncontrolled rage, what would that be due to, you think?
Oh, man, I don't know. But I don't think I'd do that.
No,
I don't think I'd take it out in the Walgreens.
Have you ever had any uncontrolled rage?
No.
Ever, like, struck somebody and, like, surprised yourself?
No, it's not really my move.
Thanks. Anybody else in the room there with you?
Yeah, Chris, a lot of rage.
I mean, the only time I ever hit someone was like when someone stole something from me and like I chased him down. Like that's the uncontrolled rage.
Tell us that story. What happened?
It was like in high school. Mm-hmm. Like I was showing a song on my iPod to my friend and some guy just came up between us, took it right out of my hands and tried to run off with it.
With your iPod? And this was some other high school student?
Just another high school student. And so, yeah, I did not even think about what happened after that. I just chased him.
I would think, though, a guy that would just be that brazen to just, and by the way, whom you'd have to see in school the next day, wouldn't necessarily be someone you want to try to kick their ass. Like he might kick your ass.
Oh, he definitely kicked my ass.
Okay. So once you grabbed it, then and you hit him and he hit you back, and that was the end of the story.
Yeah, it was pretty much I grabbed it. He ran around the corner, thought I wasn't chasing him. I tackled him. He threw me on the ground, started stomping me, and that was the end of the fight, pretty much.
Did you get your iPod back?
Yeah, I got it back. Some football player intervened and broke it up.
But
it's always got to be some football player that stops.
So the jocks aren't all bad, huh?
No, this jock wasn't.
Did you, in that rage, could you have been more thoughtful about what you were doing?
Oh, absolutely not. It was a blur at that point. Like, all I was thinking about is like, chase him down, get it back.
Give me my thing back. How long was the chase before you got stomped on, so to speak?
About 5-10 seconds. Mm. It was not long. It was surprising how little he ran. Like, he thought I wouldn't chase him. Like, he just ran around the corner. He's like, okay, I'm done.
Well, there are a lot of high school kids, males, who get used to sort of getting their way through brute force. And it's usually sort of the more jockey types, right? So the jock came to the rescue in this case was interesting. And they really don't contemplate anyone coming back at them, right?
He definitely didn't contemplate that.
Right, interesting.
Well, got a lot of cred after that.
See, we've learned something about you guys. Fed smoker in McDonald's. Is this actually a Fed smoker, or is this Fed smoker-esque?
Oh, no, this is him. This is the one from the vault. Yeah.
So good. Let's see it. Is this advanced Fed smoker or early meth Fed smoker?
I think this is pretty advanced.
Good.
It's what? You want to step outside?
Oh, boy.
Step out. Do some stupid shit. You're going to go to prison there, brother. He's a service animal. Here's his paperwork right here, ma'am.
Okay. I don't even need to see that.
Like, okay. Well, he's trying to fight. I'd like to get the cops called on his Mexican ass. And legally, I wouldn't mind getting the cops down here and having a talk with him. These guys are trying to pick a fight. You know, so they put those people in prison around here like that. Especially around me, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm illegal. I got no paper.
Yeah?
Dude, okay. I'm illegal. I got no paper.
You can good. Good.
I'm illegal. I'm Mexican.
I don't want to talk to you, okay? Do you understand that? You're on record there. Do you understand that?
Huh? You understand that?
You're not going to have any problems.
No, we're not. He's going to go to prison, though, real quick. He screws around. Thank you very much. See ya. Me-na-na-na-na-na. Me-na-na-na-na-na. See ya, Nana.
See, this is so good.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Ooh, look at that meth mouth.
Is that funny? Gotta love your toenails.
Wait a minute.
Let me see your toenails.
Time to go home.
I should step out and beat his ass anyways.
Go back to the... Can you stop on the frame where you see Fed Smoker? Because he looks like he's... feathered it all the way down. Look at that. Look at him. Shaved his head. And the beard is shaved. Interesting.
Yeah, fully feathered.
Yeah, he's feathered down to the scalp. Although I would say that's just a razor he did that with, because I don't see any scalp burns.
Mm.
And there's so much in this tape. First of all, I like the way he's trying to come up with that song. Na, 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 hey, na. He can't quite produce the song. So he's trying to produce the song to say farewell, bye-bye to the guy. The meth mouth is on full display. He's grinding his teeth and talking through his teeth. The preoccupation with police, which we already know Fed Smoker has, but that is a characteristic meth phenomenon. The cocaine addicts are preoccupied and afraid of police. The meth addicts are preoccupied about police and want to call them all the time, bring them in, and then tell them how to do their job. So we got all this going on. And look, he doesn't look that bad. His health is a little... quite a bit better here, right? I mean, compared to him when he's feathering it later.
Yeah, he looks pretty good, and he's on a date.
Oh, is that who's got the toenails he's talking to?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God, is there any way we can see anything about her? No?
We're not sure. All we see are her toenails.
You know what else is interesting? Yeah, I got that. What also, which didn't look that great, even though he loves them. There they are. Well, they're all right. They're all good for a Fed smoker date.
Not terrible.
But they're not cool guys. But go back to the picture of Fed smoker there, because there's another interesting thing. Do you notice anything else about sort of the look on his face that you don't see later?
He looks happy.
Right. Emotion.
Yeah.
He's expressing affect. And later on, that all goes away. You can't even see that. He's always just in that meth mania thing.
Mm.
And so this is earlier on in the feathering experience of Fed Smoker. Interesting. It's a good one. I like that. All right, let's go to some emails here. Had an issue in the past with getting in. Uh-oh, I'm having trouble with my headset. There we go. Issue in the past with getting infections in my belly button when I masturbate. I Only when you, oh, I see. He gets stuff in his belly button. Sometimes white gets stuck in there and traps lint and hair. Gets irritated for, why did you wash it out? Why do you let it accumulate there? I clean it out and it gets better usually, but it is sinking, very uncomfortable. Help me keep my mommy hole. Did anybody call the belly button mommy hole? Is that some lingo I'm not picking up on?
Haven't heard it yet.
I have not either.
But maybe it'll catch on.
How about ta-ta there, fuck face? Is that something I should know? Because
that's a Fed Smoker reference.
I figured.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, timely then, James. Thank you for the ta-ta there, fuck face. Here's the deal. The smell is bacteria, particularly anaerobic bacteria, because that's a kind of a closed environment in there. You let stuff leak in and then bacteria set up in there. It can actually become an abscess and actually erode into your abdomen if you're not careful. You must do a better job. I mean, this literally, I would imagine this behavior of Fed Smoker, not of otherwise healthy young man. So in the right now, you should probably use a Q-tip and hydrogen peroxide and clean that thing out like crazy. Like, do that every day for a couple of weeks and then no more white in the belly button. That's not a good idea. My mommy been struggling to stay awake lately. Had to do work at the night shift for a month. Oof. Had to drink 2 to 3 energy drinks a night. This is very atypical for me. I only have tea or two in the morning. Now that I'm off this work shift, I'm finding it hard to stay awake past 9 p.m. It's like a dependence on caffeine or just adjusting to being different sleep schedule. Zach, piss on me, beat me. Zach, this is a change in the sleep work cycle problems. You know, the late night shifts really screw with people's health. I mean, they have shown this over and over again that it's not good for you. And so as soon as you can get off a late night shift, you should, and do the best you can to restore normal sleep cycling. You may find it hard to stay awake past 9 p.m. Why don't you just do so one night and your sleep may establish a more normal pattern. And no stimulants. Stop with the drinks. That's certainly nothing after like 5 p.m. That's for sure. Ah, holding brown. Hey there, Chomos. I used to be terrified to use public restrooms. Learned to hold the Cleveland biscuits in for up to a day. Now I'm getting older. I've noticed sometimes when I feel the urge to... Have you noticed, guys, that the your mom's house lingo has gotten more intense in some of these emails? Is that just
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is it because the vocabulary has expanded?
Because I think so. I mean, that Cleveland biscuits, I don't think that's a YMH thing, but you're always praising their poetry, so I think they try to impress you.
Do I praise the poetry? Or
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, by praise, I mean to be making fun of them and to be asking them please to calm it down a little bit. Because you'd be surprised how much I skip over when I'm reading these things. And the words will not come out of my mouth. Now, as I'm getting older, I've noticed sometimes when I feel the urge to take browns. Wait a minute. What the hell? It's almost hard to, because they're trying to be so funny, it's hard to even understand what they're saying. All right. He says he has a 5-minute window before things erupt, but if he doesn't hit that window, it goes back in. Did I damage something in my youth that is causing this? Even when I'm having an acceptable amount of time to deuce, it all comes out in less than 90 seconds and I'm fully evacuated. We call that talent, sir. Talent. I hope it's not the machines within causing this. Otherwise, I'll have to get a Terminator gun. Jeff, I can barely understand your words, but this is like, your mom's language has become literally a foreign language. Okay, here's the deal. That's very common. Nothing wrong with that. You know, you have like a what's called a mass movement, and when the colon pushes things down into the anal verge and the ampulla, and everything gets staged there, and then you push it out, and that's good. That's a healthy colon. Do we have any voice messages? Let's sure. go.
Hey there, Dr. Jeans. Chris here. I'm 31 years old, and maybe about once a year, I'm woken up out of mm-hmm. a sound sleep mm-hmm. to a very intense pain in my asshole. I'm not sure what it is, and it persists for maybe 10, 20 minutes, and I usually can't go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell me what this is.
Very interesting. Well, usually, I mean, there's two kinds of sort of those kinds of pains. The typical one that would wake you from sleep is something called a pubococcygeus muscle spasm, which is when you're sort of a relaxed state. Sometimes spasms can develop like in your calves, but the floor of the pelvis is a musculature that sometimes can get involved in that too. And gosh, sometimes I wish I could talk to you because that one has a very specific sort of visceral feeling to it. I mean, a lot of guys out there have had this experience. It's a spasm that's sort of deep inside and feels, almost makes you feel nauseated sometimes. It can be so intense. There's also something called proctalgia fugax, which is just like it sounds like, just a painful proctitis, you know, painful rectal region. And in either case, I think it's a good idea if you just have a doctor look at it. There are cases of growths and tumors and things that can get into the rectum and colon area, even in your 30s. It's rare, but it can happen. So get that checked out. But I wouldn't worry about it. Just take care of it, and you'll probably continue to have this for quite some time. Another voice message.
Hi, Dr. Drew. So lately I've noticed after sex with my boyfriend, my eyes will uncontrollably twitch. And I'm just wondering if there's any reason. Thank you so much. And you better believe I'm coming up at night.
You better believe it. So there's different kinds of twitching, right? There's actually sort of fluttering of the eyelids, which is more of an orgasmic phenomenon, I would say. And then there's the fluttering that we've all experienced, which is sort of a little twitching on the side here, like a little pulling that kind of goes like that periodically. It's sort of a rhythmic kind of pulling. And those small muscle twitches can be caused by just about anything. Change in your workout pattern, changes in your diet, losing weight particularly will cause this. Dehydration even, but it makes sense to me that after an exertion, like I said, exercise is one of those things that will trigger that. So it makes sense to me like a sexual session could do that. If it's fluttering, that's just one of those things. That's just your thing. But I doubt that it is fluttering. It's probably that little twitch of the upper eyelid that people get so commonly. Give me another one.
Hey, Gene. My question is in regards to lactose intolerance, but it's not like an average stomach issue.
Uh-oh.
It actually triggers like cramping, yeah. Like menstrual cramping really bad,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes actually triggers my period. And it just started when I was about 30. And I honestly would like to know what the fuck, why the fuck, and if there is anything I can do to remedy the hell that is my cheeseless life.
All right.
Thanks. Keep it high and tight.
I got him. You bet I'll be coming up in May. There's something off with that story. You clearly have not seen a physician about this, and you should. The fact that you have menstrual cramping and then a period may be completely unrelated to this thing you think you're hooking, you know, you're associating with lactose. Now, lactose intolerance does typically cause really intense cramping, but it's GI cramping, it's colon cramping, and then it's followed by some diarrhea typically. You're saying you get what feels like menstrual cramping, so it's pelvic pain, and then you get your period. That's something else. That is a lot of other potential things, some of which are benign, some of which are quite serious. So whether it's, you know, whether it's just, you know, oligo, you know, menometrorrhagia or oligomenorrhea or ovarian cyst or endometriosis or cervix. I mean, there's so many different things it could be. You got to start with a physical exam so the doctor can look and see, start to figure out what this is. The exam is what tells us sort of what direction to go. We hear your history and then we sort of develop a postulate of what's going on. My postulate is that it has nothing to do with lactose. You've just sort of done that in your head and yet you're still having this problem. Obviously, there is a much bigger issue afoot here and it may be quite benign, but you got to get that checked out. Any of you guys have lactose intolerance?
No, I don't.
Is it weird to you guys that so many people come up with these significant medical symptomatologies and will refuse to see a doctor and start going through all kinds of... you ever heard of the case of the superstitious pigeon?
No, what's that?
The case of the superstitious pigeon is a famous Skinner box experiment. Skinner was a famous behaviorist at Harvard in the 50s and 60s. And he had the pigeon birds were in his Skinner boxes, and he would teach the birds to do all kinds of things in order to get a reward. And he was studying behavior. And one of the boxes was a box that would just send the bird seed down at random intervals with unrelated to what the bird was doing. And these birds, thinking that they had some control over what was happening, would develop elaborate rituals that they would go through to try to get the reward. It turns out that one of the results of that experiment was that random reinforcement is very powerfully sets behavior up very powerfully to persist. And so, you know, every once in a while, the bird would go through this ritual and boom, something would come down. Well, that was just a random event. That had nothing to do with what the bird was doing. But the bird would interpret that as keep that up, keep it going. And they would do that for a certain number of times. Then they might add some more steps to their little ritual. And boom, a reinforcement would occur. They go, that's it. Now I've got it. And they'd keep going through these elaborate rituals that had nothing to do with the reality because the reinforcement was completely random. So random reinforcement is very powerfully reinforcing. In this case, she thought she had lactose intolerance and she must have had some experience randomly where things got better when she stopped, you know, eliminating certain things. Oh, it got better. That must be the problem. So she is like the what's called the superstitious pigeon. She is the superstitious pigeon trying to figure this out. Any of you guys have lactose intolerance?
No, Chris.
I mean, I think so.
Ooh, what's this? Chris is the star of the show today. He's got all kinds of good stories for us.
Well, I mean, I just noticed that I can't really eat more than like 3 bites of ice cream anymore before I start to get a little gassy and burpy.
How about that? Any particular flavor of ice cream or any ice cream?
I do a lot of Ben and Jerry's. I got the milk and cookies or the Americone Dream.
That is such a high, those ice creams particular are such high carbohydrate loads. You think it could be the carbohydrate more than the you have to test it. Go get some like straight up, you know, supermarket vanilla ice cream and test it and see if that does the same thing to you.
Wait, so are you saying like if I eat like a bunch of bread, it should do the same thing?
No, I'm thinking simple carb. Like if you sat in front of See's candy, if you sat and ate See's candy for 20 minutes, you would have the same thing. That's my theory.
I mean, I feel like I have that problem just because I ate a bunch of sugar.
Well, what do you mean?
It would make me sick.
It would make you nauseated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ben and Jerry's, trust me, the cookie dough, which one are you eating? Cookie dough?
No, it's either the milk and cookies or the Americone Dream are usually my go-tos.
Yeah, so I wonder if there's a bigger carbohydrate load, a way to deliver more sugar to your stomach than that. But if you're interested, otherwise, don't worry about it.
I feel like I have the same problem with McDonald's milkshakes too, so.
McDonald's milkshake, that's not as bad. That's interesting. Could it be the cold?
I hope not, because I like a lot of cold things, but I don't think so. I mean, I have no problem with like other cold drinks.
And cheese, any problem with that? Meat cheeseburgers?
I mean, yeah, sometimes, but not cheeseburgers so much, but like, you know, if I eat just straight cheese.
You get a little something.
That might cause a little bit of a rumbling down there.
Interesting. All right, maybe a little lactose intolerant. Could be.
How common is lactose intolerance?
Very common.
Really? Okay, because I always hear people saying that, and I always kind of think, well, really, is it?
Oh, my gosh, there are entire ethnicities and races that can't drink milk that, you know, it's going to be very problematic. Different regions of the world can have this problem. And people can acquire it later. I mean, if you have, for instance, very common after a diarrheal illness to have some lactose intolerance for a while afterwards, sometimes permanently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about a meth song? You got a meth song for me to clutch onto. And by the way, thank you for all the women callers. They're always more interesting. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but the ladies somehow, it's a little more intriguing when they call. But thank you for that, gentlemen. Meth song.
Well, I do meth. I do it every day. I'm doing 95, getting out of my way. Well, I do meth. I do it all the time. That side yours and this side mine. I'm up on the highway holding my sign. It says I'm homeless and I'm hungry too. You better watch out, it can happen to you. Well, I do meth. Hey, ride my bike. Well, you should have locked yours up last night. Well, I do meth. And go, go, go. I only know fast. I don't know slow. Won't y'all come sing along to Gary George's meth song. It ain't too short, it ain't too long.
Yeah, man. Well, he's right. I like the fact that he's homeless, he's using meth, and he's warning other people that's what'll happen to you. It'll happen fast. That's what meth does, man. Takes you to the streets very quickly. I like that song. All right, give me more voice message.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy.
Jeans people, Christina. Booth Brothers, I am currently going through alcohol addiction, and I was wondering if you can explain why I have to pee every 30 seconds, it feels like, and it never feels like I'm done. Mm-hmm. And on occasion, when I pee too hard, it almost feels like I'm having an orgasm. Right. I love you guys. Piss on me. Beat me up.
Okay, so he's a big drinker, and of course the volume of alcohol going through will have some effect on the frequency of urination, but that's not really what he's talking about. He's talking about some irritation of his prostate and urethral tract And I suspect he's a beer drinker because beer will really irritate that stuff and can make you feel like you're constantly have to evacuate your bladder. You get urgency and you can never quite finish. You don't feel like you finished. He may also, if he's been using long enough, actually cause some damage to the nerves down there. It may not actually evacuate completely. That's a possibility. But I suspect it's just the irritation of the alcohol. In terms of the pushing causing this, it's essentially an outflow from your autonomic nervous system. Be very careful. That symptom of sort of that intense bodily-based symptom can also be associated with fainting. It's called post-micturition syncope. And you and alcoholics are prone to that. And so you might find yourself pushing to evacuate your bladder and then find yourself on the floor. So be very, very careful about that. And then let's get some treatment for the alcoholism, my friend. I mean, there are Zoom meetings every day. Get on a meeting. Just check it out. What does RPC say? Check it out. Check it out. Try it out.
Try it out.
You might like it. And just raise your hand and say, I need help. I'm struggling. And you'd be surprised what kind of support you get.
Real quick, Drew. So what causes that? Because you always hear about that when you're drinking, like the whole thing about like breaking the seal. Like once you start peeing, you're going to have to pee the whole night.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think that's because alcohol is an irritant to the lower urogenital tract.
Mm.
So it makes it feel like you have to pee all the time and it can make it difficult to evacuate. But mostly it's that irritation that it's like a urethritis, prostatitis, that sort of thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Damage from binge drinking. Let's stay on the alcohol topic. I'm 25, 100 days sober. I started drinking at a young age, 13, 14. Binging wasn't uncommon, especially around 15, 16, at least once a month, maybe a few times a month. Drinking obviously got worse after 21. How much damage could I have done mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually? Any chance that dimming be healed or reversed? I'm sober. Love the show. Keep it up, Travis. Travis, of you only put together about 6 years, 5-6 years of heavy drinking. You're going to be fine, particularly the fact that you stop young. Your body will heal as a young person. Now, one of the interesting things that happens when you're a substance user in teenage years is you stop developing. So one of the first things you're going to have to do is, you know, you'll notice that you're having feelings again for the first time, but you also need to go through developmental milestones that you might have missed. And people tend to zoom through them pretty quickly over the first 6 months or so of sobriety if you're really doing it properly. But that's the one thing that happens is that you sort of are underdeveloped and you need to kind of move through some of those developmental milestones. You need to begin having feelings again. In terms of physical damage, I mean, it's not good for your brain, not good for your liver. I mean, those are the two organs that are most problematic. If you're going to get cancers from alcohol, it's going to be after more use over longer periods of time. And please don't think that you can use other substances. I just have a problem with alcohol. Believe me, other substances will trigger the same mechanism in the brain that made you have uncontrolled alcohol use. So please don't transfer to something else. That would be not sobriety then. You also would continue to block your ability to have those developmental processes and feelings that you're beginning to have now if you're genuinely involved in sobriety. Ooh, tapeworm. 30-year-old male, not overweight like the, I'm going to say it, Jew in the booth. But I notice when I take a shower that around my side hip area, out of nowhere, I get random itch. I seem to have the scratch every time I'm in the shower. I have a mole in the area that seems to have a tanner than normal discoloration in that spot. But I've heard that the tapeworm type, what are the common name for the ringworm? He means ringworm. Just curious, get me straight, doctor. Do I have a type of parasite, tapeworm, or possibly skin cancer? How long do I have to live? Thanks, appreciate everything you do. Heil Hitler and the Rational Revolution. You're talking about, ringworm, which is a fungus called Tinea corporis or Tinea, wherever it happens to be, Tinea cruris. And Tinea just means fungus. And they tend to be little, there it is, red rings. That one in the upper right-hand corner is very, very typical. There it is. That is the ringworm. It has nothing to do with a worm. It's a fungus on the superficial surface of the skin. It's a red ring with a somewhat hypopigmented center. And you just can use over-the-counter antifungal creams and sprays and whatnot to get rid of that. It can be itchy, and so that might be the problem. And as you usually, heat does cause itching to be more intense. But the fact that there is a... Are you saying there's a mole there? It's hard to decipher. The writing is so good. I do have a mole in the area, he says, yes. And so somebody ought to look at that because you can have something going on with that mole that is a little more serious, and that would cause itching as well. So somebody ought to look at it. Here we go back to the pee thing. Always more piss. I like that title. Please help me with my pee. I usually have to leak about once or twice an hour for the duration of a waking day. Wow. We don't know if it's male or female. It's a respectful amount, but it's common for me to go and 5 minutes later have to run back to the toilet, only to reach a smaller amount. Sensation pee was there. I want to get rid of it, so I go. I could feel like it could be an issue when I'm not emptying my bladder completely. I don't know. As I remember, I've always been a frequent pisser. No issues such as diabetes, which I've heard makes you go. I have a very clean health record. Big hydro homie. So I drink a healthy amount of H2O, 95% of the water with some other cold beverages on the side. I'm just a big pisser. Is there something else going on? Thank God it's May. I'm coming up, baby. Take care of mommy. Hello from Austin is, it's concerning, right? So there's many, many, many things that will do that. But as you mentioned, diabetes is one of those things. The high blood sugar causes a diuresis, and that's a problem. If you're drinking lots of water, you're going to be peeing a lot. That's just the way it goes. You're saying you drink a lot of water, so that is the explanation. And the sense of incomplete emptying and needing to go more urgently, as we've mentioned a couple times already, is sort of either prostate or a urethral problem. I assume this is a male. What do you guys think? A male?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So the male tract can have lots of sources of irritation in it. You can even get stricturing of the urethra and things like that that can cause irritation. So the first order of business is to, and there could be even a prostate infection, low grade going on. Who knows? So the first thing is to see a doctor and get this checked out. Make sure, and you should have your blood sugar checked again. Just to make sure it's not something like that. There are other kinds of rare conditions of pituitary and whatnot that can cause these sorts of things. So it really is important that a doctor check out your blood work, because that would be reflected in your sodium and potassium possibly. So that is something to take a good look at. Let's see another horrible or hilarious water slide accident. Or is it an accident or was it intentional? That was horrible. That was horrible. Gentlemen, what do you think?
It might be kind of funny.
Oh, no, it was funny, but it was too hard, too much. Let's see it again. Too hard on the head. Frontal lobe, the frontal forehead. So he's going about. And he hit it the back of his head, too, on the cement. That person is not good.
That's a two in one.
Yeah. I mean, the frontal part of the head is the where you want to get hit if you're going to get hit in the head. But then he whiplashes back onto the cement, and that's going to be bad. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a skull fracture, frankly. What kind of website is this?
I don't know. I think it's in Brazil, though. So
it says you were going to Brazil in the lower right-hand corner.
So why is hitting your head in the back worse than hitting your head in the front?
You've got a lot more bone here. A lot more bone, so you're protected better. You can get a counter coup injury. So one of the things that causes chronic traumatic encephalopathy is the brain moving in the skull. So the brain is floating in some fluid. So the common sort of image is a pickle floating in a jar, and you move the jar back and forth. The pickle hits from one side of the jar to the other, and that's what your brain does. And there are parts of the bone down in here of the skull that actually have spikes in it and it can be damaging. But,
oh, man.
So the counter coup injuries are problematic. But back here, this is a relatively delicate region of the skull, and where things, if you're going to get, you notice how in movies when they hit people over the back of the head, they go unconscious, right? Mm-hmm. They don't hit them in the front of the head and they go unconscious. That's relatively unusual. But back of the head is a little more vulnerable. The foramen magnum is back there. Your brain stem and your spinal column is generated. It's start coming out of the skull right there, and you can kind of get close to hitting those systems, and those are where your what's called your reticular activating system is, which keep you awake, and that all shuts down, and you are asleep. All right, gotcha. Let's see another horrible or hilarious. What else you got for me? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh! I like the way the guy's laughing at him. See, one more time. I think it's hilarious. I don't think we have any serious injuries here, but you notice how when there are serious injuries, I do not find it hilarious. I know Tom finds it more hilarious, which is only disturbing, but okay. So let's see it one more time. Okay, he's diving off a dam, essentially. And he jumps. He hit the rail, right, with his thigh or something? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, I think it's like his shin.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. He's fine. That's hilarious. Good for him. See some TikToks.
Yo, it's 420. Shout outs to the weed smokers, motherfucker. Fuck. Smoke that weed, baby. It's fucking 420.
He's so cool. He's a cool guy.
Smoke that weed, motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking 420, baby. Fuck, baby. Fuck.
Does it keep going? I can't get enough of this guy. Oh, my God. Look at all the baseball caps behind him lined up. And what's that right over his head? A beer? Is that a beer spigot? Oh, my God, it is. It's so funny.
Is it?
This guy is so cool. Is there more?
Well, we have from him today, cool but guy. We've seen him a few times. Yeah.
Do you have any other old ones from him? I've never seen this guy before.
I could try to pull some up. His name's White Claw Gabe. He's become real popular on the talk.
Oh, you got to give me a little more of this. This guy is a cool dude. Now, what's intriguing about him, he does not have the talk eye or the cool guy teeth. So there's more to be revealed than this guy, but he has a very cool gold necklace on. He has a strange, almost like a smock, like a dentist used to wear. You see what he's wearing?
Yeah.
It's very strange. I need to know more about this guy. Please find me more. You find more while I do some emails here.
You got it.
All right. Pulsating nutsack. Ooh, intriguing. The other day, my girlfriend was going down on me, and after getting my white, she looked very fascinated. She looked at my package in a very fascinated look on her face. She asked me if I could feel my nuts moving. I didn't understand what she meant, so I leaned up and observed alongside her my sack, which is shaved. Thank you for that. Was gently pulsating in waves, like the gonads and skin were slow dancing. Apparently, she has noticed this before. What's going on here? Is it common? Yes. The cremasteric muscles very commonly are pulsating and moving, and the testes turn constantly. There's a lot of motion in the testes, particularly when they're being activated, but it can be at any time. I mean, just think about it. You all know, all men know, that at very minimum, when you go into cold water, there's the cremasteric response. They go up into your body to stay warm, but there's a lot more dancing going on. All right, so we've got White Claw Gabe here. And the White Claw, of course, is his, what is that, like a Clamato or something?
It's a hard seltzer.
Hard seltzer. Okay. And what is he up to? Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hey, if you got to go to work or go to school, hey, Monday, go fuck yourself, baby. Fuck. Hey, Monday, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Happy Monday, baby. Fuck. Yeah. If you got to go to work or go to school, hey, Monday, go fuck yourself.
Okay. All right. I'm in with him. Keep going. Give me another one. So he's rather drink than
Sunday
go to work.
Sunday brunch, baby. Fuck. Yeah. The new trend of breakfast. Chicken and waffles. Let's say chicken and pancakes, baby. Fuck. Yeah. Chicken and pancakes, baby. Fried chicken and pancakes. Fuck. Sunday brunch, baby. Fuck. Yeah. It's Sunday, baby. Fuck. Sunday brunch, baby. Fuck.
So is that a tick? Or is that something he discovered and got reinforced? People thought it was funny, so he kept doing it, using the F word the way he is?
Seems like a tick to me.
It seems like a little tickish, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah. But can we go further back in his lineage here? And let's see if we can find him speaking a little bit normally. Go back.
Oh, Yankees win, baby. Fuck. Yankees win, baby. Fuck. Yankees win.
Okay, got it. So far, just seeming tick-like. More White Claw. How far back does he go? I mean, okay, here we go.
Baby, happy Monday. Fuck, baby, fuck. Hey, Monday, go fuck yourself. If you gotta go to work or go to school, hey, Monday, go fuck yourself. I just done going to the bathroom. Fuck.
Oh.
And I'm gonna show you something,
uh-oh.
Baby. Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Baby. Fuck.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, Monday, go fuck yourself, baby. Fuck the toilet, baby. Yeah. Hey, Monday, go fuck yourself.
It's an empty
the toilet. The toilet, baby. Yeah.
It was empty, though, wasn't baby. It?
Yeah, you put a little piece of toilet paper in there. I think that toilet paper represented Monday.
I see. Monday needs to
He has a real thing about the days of the week and gives updates, and he pushes for a three-day weekend.
But he's all about partying and drinking, right?
White Claws and stuff. Yeah,
partying and drinking. Now, gotta go back. Go back in time. I want to see, much like Fed Smoker. Wait. Look at him looking normal there. And that look right there. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, I just got McDonald's. I got the fucking Big Mac. Last time I went to McDonald's, I got PTSD, man. If you get fucked over, fuck. If you don't want to get fucked over, you're a pussy. Fuck, man. I'm fucking hungry right now.
It's a little different, though, isn't it? I'm sorry, buddy.
Fuck, man.
This dude is...
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Eat it. Let's go.
This dude is fascinating me. Mm-hmm.
Now you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got...
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a little special needs vibe going now. So let's go back in time. I'm wondering if the guys that were filming him here, keep going, were the ones that generated, that created this monster, so to speak. I don't mean anything pejorative about young White Claw. Very interesting. Oh, spring water. Huh, that doesn't look like the right stuff. He looks a little happier here, too. Okay, keep going. Oh, he likes sports a lot, right? Sushi, he likes sushi. This is all good. Oh, this is when the White Claw gets into the picture here.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. The White Claws are coming tonight. They're taking a list and checking it twice. You're gonna find out who's naughty or nice. The White Claws are coming tonight.
All right, all right.
So, what's your assessment so far?
Well, no F word. I'm thinking a little bit of special needs.
What kind?
I'm thinking a little.
What's the flavor?
I'm going to say a little cognitive difficulties. Maybe, you know, oh my God, he's starting to look so normal here, though.
Is that tick like a Tourette's thing?
Like a Tourette's, Tourette's type thing, maybe. But you see that he's a lot of White Claw talk in that last video without the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And the grooming gets a little better as we move back in time. Now, I'm imagining, keep going, the White Claw's still in there. Time to party, it's Friday. Baby, the baby thing. Is baby F, baby F, that's sort of his thing. A lot of barbecue coming on now. He's a Kamala Harris fan, that's interesting. Dogs, lots of dog stuff.
So this seems like this was before he kind of got his TikTok thing going.
I think we're starting to see family and dogs in here, which is very interesting. Ooh, let's see. He looks a little well-groomed over here on the right, over there in that right corner. Let's see what that's all about.
Just a picture. But again,
and you notice very few likes, nobody's very interested in him until he gets...
this was definitely before he took off,
before he took off. So when he took off was when he was the F baby stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going back in town. He likes the Yankees, likes boxing. Okay, let's see what that looks like. He's out in the world there. It's Christmas. He likes Christmas. Can't see. Just a picture again.
Yeah, but I think these old ones are all pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way to get any videos in that time frame? Hang on, everybody. Be patient,
not
please.
Not seeing any.
I'm sorry for the deep dive on the White Claw Man, but the evolution is so fascinating. How can you tell if it's a video or not?
There'll be a little icon up in the corner. Yeah.
All pictures. Is that a video up? Wait. Go up a little bit. Is that a video on the top middle?
No, just a couple pictures. Yeah.
And there he is with his wife or something. That looked, or his mom. That's not a video either. No.
Nope. Oh,
this is so interesting. All right. Well, sorry guys. I'm just saying that there's a backstory on Mr. White Claw, cool guy. Ooh, somebody in the hospital there. Now he's a Dodger fan. He's moving around a little bit. Lots of dog pictures. All right, well, go back, if you don't mind, Zolo. Go back to the first, up to the first video we can get. Ah, now the first
one. It's White Claw time, baby.
Whoa.
Chug it down.
Okay, so less of the cool guy attitude here, right? He's just drinking White Claw. I wonder also...
I think that one was the start. That's where White Claw Gabe came from.
Yeah.
He stuck with it.
And I think that maybe a couple things. So he might have an alcohol problem, right? And that might be fueling some of the aggression and some of the craziness. He might also have some cognitive things, which is why he's prone to being shaped by people. You know, he's sort of reinforced by the likes and whatnot. No, don't go farther up. Let's just go down a little bit and get another little video and see. It looks like RPC in that one video.
Hey, happy birthday to my favorite person right here. Fuck. Thursday night, baby. Yeah.
Is it Thursday?
Well, almost Friday. Friday at midnight, baby. Fuck. It's the weekend, baby. No work, no
fucking
school.
Fucking Friday.
Friday, yeah. Fuck. Woo! Happy birthday, Leia.
Happy birthday, Leia. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, celebrate, baby. Fuck.
So it's right. I mean, there was a normal person. Leia was a normal person, and she seemed to be amused by his behavior. So I'm wondering if he became sort of a mascot for this group, and they encouraged all this stuff, you think? And it could be a normal guy. Maybe he's a normal guy that just found a weird little TikTok. Of course, I want to go talk to him, right? So we got to find a way for me to get a hold of
this
guy.
Yeah, we might be able to set that up.
Oh, I would love it, Zola. Thank you so much.
No, you
All
got
right,
it.
Let's go to some. Let's go to some voice messages.
Hi, this is Mike. Hey, mommies.
Hey, mommy.
I've got an interesting question for you. Every time I empty my go-gurt stick, and that's ejaculate is what I'm referring to.
Thank
there,
you.
I get the strong desire to listen to music to kind of jam out a little bit. It only lasts like 30 seconds after that tube is emptied out. But I just was wondering if that's psychologically affected or connected somehow. It's always an urge to listen to just whatever music I like right after I just empty that tube. So,
right.
Thanks again, and that you betcha I'll see you in May.
You betcha. So, interesting, right? I mean, it's a very powerful conditioning feeling. And there can be a lot of random things that happen after the surge and the autonomic discharge associated with orgasm, where people can smell things suddenly or hear things suddenly or feel things suddenly that are not characteristic but are characteristic of the experience of orgasm for that person. Also, for men, I've noticed there's a lot of early on in your masturbatory or journey that there can be associated smells or sounds or things that you sort of routinely, let's say, for instance, when you used to masturbate as a kid, you'd get nervous and you'd put music on so your parents didn't hear you. That all of a sudden becomes an association with the orgasm later on that you don't really realize, oh, maybe it's because I did something like that. So it's interesting. That can happen. It doesn't mean much of anything, really. So no big deal. What else you got there?
I got a question about the mushrooms. I was wondering if you would take like an eighth of mushrooms and you would like put it up your brown side, your backside, if that would have the same effect as if you swallowed them and ate them, if it would have the same psychedelic effect. Thanks for hearing my phone call. Let me know. Piss on me, beat me. Love you. Dr. Mommy, peace out.
Thank you, guys. Little of White Claw attitude of this gentleman. So, interesting question. I think you're doing too many mushrooms if you're looking for the better ways to administer them. I mean, literally, this is the way opiate addicts think. How can I get a better high? Oh, I know. I'll put it in my vein. Yeah, that's how things progress when you're using substances. So let's kind of maybe cut back a little bit. But the question is an interesting one, which is what can you absorb through the rectum? And most things you can absorb through your mouth, esophagus, stomach, you can absorb through the rectum even more effectively. It's a more absorptive sort of surface, and it goes directly into the bloodstream. And so, and also you can't regulate what you're taking so much because you're putting sort of an uncertain dose in. That's why when people use alcohol enemas, it can be really problematic because they can get very, very drunk very quickly and really there's no turning back, right? There's no, I guess you could vomit, but yeah, it's absorbed very quickly. And the faster something is absorbed also, the faster it gets to the brain, the more the effect is upon the brain, which is kind of interesting. Wife's stupid headaches. My wife is 42, no major health issues. Every time she's in the sun or heat, she just sitting or exercising, she'll get a terrible migraine headache. I'm concerned about her head, yes, but also that's a, please. I'm not even going to read it. You better be coming up. And no, may she talked or could it be something serious? Yeah, it could be something serious. I mean, unexplained headaches that are associated with activity or even sun exposure. I mean, I would have that looked into just to be sure. I mean, if she's had it her entire life, it's unlikely to be something worrisome. But my God, pay attention to your wife. Hi, mommies. For as long as I can remember, I stand up out of a chair suddenly or move forwards in a fast motion from sitting or lying down. It feels like I've pulled a muscle in my abdomen. It literally feels like a string from the inside of my belly button to the tip of my penis. Oh, yeah, down here. It is extremely painful, sometimes unbearable. Usually lasts only a few days at most, and then it goes away. One time it was so bad I went to the emergency room where they insisted it was a UTI, but after your analysis, nothing was found. There's a bunch of men and even women that feel this exact same pain online, but no one has a good answer for it. Any idea what it could be? It fucking sucks when it happens. Keep it high and tight. I'm guessing this is a woman? Oh, we said the tip of the penis. Is that what she said? The penis. Yeah, male. That is an abdominal muscle spasm or tear. Strangely enough, I just experienced that this weekend. Last week, excuse me, it's 45 minutes in, time to sneeze. check the tape. I bet I do that every show. I don't know what it is about being about 45, 50 minutes in. I always sneeze. But your abdominal muscle is a muscle. Your abdominal wall is a very complex series of muscles. And particularly if you're like a runner or you work out your abdomen a lot, you can be very prone to just the way you get spasms in your calf. You can get them in your abdomen. And once they set up, they are incredibly painful. And because it's kind of a flat muscle, it can tear. And you said it lasts for days and stuff. You might even be getting muscular tears. The only other thing I worry about, we started this whole show talking about people getting abscesses through their belly button, through the umbilicus, so-called. And there can be issues with the umbilicus that can kind of trigger muscular stuff. I mean, this doesn't specifically sound like that. So this really sounds like an abdominal wall pull or tear. Why? I bet if you talk to some of the people you're talking to online, they get it not just from the belly button to the pelvis. They also get it on the side and the flanks, in the upper parts of the abdomen as well. Sort of depends how your muscle physiology is put together. This one's titled Bladder Full of Cum. Hey, Dr. King Above 18, you mentioned in a previous episode that stopping yourself from coming by pinching off your tip of your penis may cause semen to go back into the bladder. 32-year-old male, 15 years of masturbating at climax, I do a Kegel squeeze to prevent ejaculation. It's all the perks of orgasm with none of the cleanup. Right, it's going backwards. I would also do this during sex and just save the ejaculation for when we were both done for the night. I don't quite understand what you're describing. Can me doing this also cause semen to get backed up in the bladder? Yes, it can. And it can cause irritation of the prostate and problems. Also, Nadav, I too suffer from post-sneeze pain in my arms, but I do not plug my nose. Next time it happens, I feel like dying. I'll feel better knowing I'm not suffering alone. Keep him high and tight. And keep him high and tight as Annie's anus. Yes, James, well said. Do I know about Nadav's sneezing problem?
I think that was covered in a previous episode.
On my show?
It might have been a WMMA.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Mm. So does he hold his nose or something when he tries to sneeze?
Yeah, I think so.
Brilliant. When things want to come out of your body, let them come out. That's a general rule. I would apply that to any. He is causing himself serious medical problems, but the general principle is if something wants to come out, allow it to come out, whether it's semen or brown or sneeze. Let it be produced, everybody. Give me an oral voice message there.
Hey, Dr. Mommy, this is Tyler. I just have a question. So I started probably masturbating around age 11 and a half, 12. And since then, I've kind of, about 2 years into it, I got into my rhythm of what I liked. And I'm kind of curious, I've been in a long-term relationship now for about 8 years, and I've never been able to complete from oral or a hand job. It has to be sex or I have to do it myself. I'm wondering if basically, have I fucked my dick up so I'm too sensitive in like a specific, or too less sensitive in a specific way to where she's not going to be able to finish the job. Let me know. Keep it high and tight. Thanks, Dr. Mommy.
Thank you, buddy. Penises have preferences. All right. Much like people, we all have preferences. Some people can achieve orgasm by different ways. You've heard us talk at length about poor Josh Potter's problems and what he needs to do in order to get things going. It's different for different people. Some of it is set up by your masturbatory habits, but to some extent, your masturbatory habits are set up by your biology. So you already might be set up that way. Look, the fact that you can have an orgasm with sex is fine. A lot of guys, listen, a lot of guys prefer oral sex. A lot of guys can't ejaculate with oral sex. It's sort of too sensitive or not stimulating in the right ways, and that's fine. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. You did not fuck up your dick. Let's see an STD cool guy, speaking of penises. Cool gal, rather.
I'm here to make a few confessions to the people that I did fuck around with. I have herpes, chlamydia, and gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Sorry that I didn't tell you from the beginning. I should have. But I was the victim at one point. Yeah. And now everybody that I fucked with is also now the victim. At the end of the day. And for you cheaters out, that's why you don't cheat and fucking Binghamton, because now you're passing it on to other people.
We pass it on, right? Pass the good news along. It's pretty hard to get chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes all at once because the chlamydia and gonorrhea are pretty easily treatable. So I'm wondering if she meant she had those two and she still has herpes to offer. But hey, thank you for being honest, my friend. The next time, do it before you have sex with somebody. Huh? How about that? How about you be a better person? How about that? I feel like a fudge smoker right now. There's always some chimps throwing poop at a grandma. I always love a little poo flinging by primates. Oh, got it right in the face. Oh my gosh, she got monkey poo all over her nose and face. That's pretty good. Show me that again. It's pretty good. So the chimp pissed. He's doing an aggressive display. Got poo in his hand. I like her close cousin. And what a good thing. And by the way, just a little underhand toss, man. It's like he's like a softball pitcher. Amazing. Where'd you guys find that? It's pretty good.
Just sent in. We got the best fans out there.
We do have the best fans. All right, let's go some more TikToks.
My girlfriend thinks I'm a poser, and I'm not a poser. I am a real emo. Emo is who I am.
It's a male Christina, age 17. This would have been her. I swear to God. Save this one for when she's in here, because I want to get her thoughts on this guy. Is there more?
That's it for me.
All right, save that one. Give me another one.
I'll never chase a man. But if he has a beard and tattoos, a bitch might just power walk.
You won't chase with your power walk. Okay. Again, some of these make me feel bad. That one makes me feel a little bad. Is that a mask that she's got, or is that just her collar that's all full of cotton?
Yeah, I think it's like a hood.
A hood, okay. Yeah. All right, keep going. TikTok.
Look at my boyfriend, Marshu, go. Look at him kicking. Oh, yeah. Look at him go. Look at him kicking. Look at him go. He is the best. Kicking like awesome and magnificent. Just look at him go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, look at him go. Look at him go.
What do you guys think? Yeah, they just did some crack or something?
Look at him go.
any thoughts, you guys? There's a heavyset gentleman going wild, doing all kinds of crazy simulated martial arts acts and kicks and punches with clearly zero training in said martial arts.
You don't think so?
Oh, no way.
Oh.
If he did, I feel terrible for his trainer.
Gotcha.
And he looks so spun out. It looks like maybe it's a little meth or something. I don't know.
Well, drugs or mental illness?
I don't think mental illness. No. I think. But that's a generally good place to stay in Zolo if you have a question. Is it drugs or mental illness? Those are generally the two categories. All right, you got anything more for me? Uh-oh. Wow. He looks like Dick Van Dyke playing the old banker in Mary Poppins. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Just a couple old rabbis making a joke.
Are they rabbis all? I think so. Wow. That's a very authentic looking Hasidim.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Jewish paraphernalia around it. Interesting. All right, give me more.
Here.
It says perfectly cut scream. Uh-oh. Why are they doing that? He's got essentially the stretchy, what do they call these things that we do work, you can work out with?
Resistance band?
Resistance bands. Yeah. They put a bunch of them together. The guy stood in front of them with a bare back, and they are just pulling the back and having him smacked with those fully extended bands. Do it again.
Here.
Looks like a cold shower, I guess. That did not feel good. All right, what other videos do we have up there? I don't think I went through them all today. What's on my menu? Let's see what you got there.
75
cents.
Oh, fuck.
He
wobbles.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You...
Uh-oh. There was a young kid, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, going down a steep incline and just wiping out on his bike. I guess if you're going to do it, that's the age to do it. But that did not look cool. What's the title of that one?
Bike Downhill, Horrible or Hilarious.
Did Tom laugh at that?
I think so.
Yeah, I would think he would find that hilarious. Hilarious.
Now, is that a serious injury?
No, I'm going to say, you know, kids are pretty malleable that way. But there's going to be a lot of bad scrapes, like maybe even hospital type, you know, needing for wound care kind of scrapes. So it's still kind of hilarious. Hope that child is okay. But it's hilarious because I think if you've been a young male, you've done something like that. Gentlemen, have you not?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What did you do?
I mean, I fell off my bike a few times. All the skateboards, time. All right. Kinds
skateboard
of stuff
bikes.
Like that.
Those are the two male goes to. I the last time I tried a skateboard, I went down a big hill in the neighborhood where I lived and pulled into a driveway, which was all asphalt, and hit, of course, some of the loose rock there. Board stopped. I flew. The bump in my head was so big I could look up and see it.
I would say like the dumbest thing I ever did on a skateboard was decided to tie a string to my friend's bike and then hold on to that string and then see how fast I could go. Turns out that string tends to wrap around your hand and starts to drag you when you wipe out.
And of course, your friend is on top of it. He stopped immediately.
He didn't notice until my other friend started yelling.
Oh my God, that's so funny. It was a bicycle, not like a motorbike?
Yeah, it was a bicycle. Oh, so we tied it to his bicycle and he pulled me funny. For about 20 feet.
Males have uncannily bad ideas. I mean, just one after another, right? We just naturally have terrible ideas when it comes to doing things of a dangerous nature. We just keep coming up with them. Let's see. Did I get through everything there? I think I did. I got through all the clips. How about that? Thank you, guys. Well done. We appreciate it. Appreciate, of course, all the voice messages as well. Keep them coming. And the emails. We love talking to you guys. I love some of the solo shows I get to do and just sit and take your calls, look at your questions, and see what you guys are up to. They're always very, very, very good. And keep them coming. Again, when I go out in the world, people are always like, we want something more like Loveline again. I keep saying, after dark, sometimes we just sit and take your calls and your emails, and we do more Loveline-esque type Q&A. And this is that opportunity for me to do that, so I appreciate it. And gentlemen in the booth, well done today. Thank you for bringing me all those videos and being so patient with my White Claw deep dive.
Our pleasure.
I want to see more. I want to know more. I want to contact him. I think there needs to be maybe a personal phone call or something so I can thump him a little more.
We'll get the ball rolling on that.
Good. This will be good. All right, everybody, thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.